Kelly Armstrong, Governor for North Dakota. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm having to reach out and touch somebody, but you kind of know how that is on the road. I heard you were on the road today, too.
I'm on the road driving back to Bismarck.
Ah, doing anything fun, business or pleasure? You probably don't get to do much for pleasure anymore, but you do have kids. You do have games and stuff.
No, I gotta grind out this stuff. We got opening a pheasant this weekend, so gotta take.
Did you actually go hunting this weekend, or are you this week, or have you gone yet?
No, we had a bunch of kids out last weekend for youth opener, so that was a lot of fun.
Okay, did they see anything? Because the rumor is that the numbers were down a little bit.
For pheasants, we saw pheasants.
You saw a ton of pheasants. Okay, well, I'll just talk to Doug Weir about that.
Good.
Maybe it was grouse. I think grouse was probably a little bit down. All right, well,
many grouse on our place, so.
Okay, I gotcha. Well, lots to talk about, and I think the first thing we're going to throw at you, I know just a few days ago you actually held an inaugural Governor's Workforce Summit to advance a strategy for statewide workforce, which I think is a huge deal, and is even for agriculture, it's a big deal. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so, I mean, one, I think we've done a really good job. Our workforce team over at Commerce, led by Katie Howe and Chris Shokin, who's the Commerce Commissioner, have done it. But, I mean, we've been fighting workforce since, you know, the start of the oil boom in 2008, 2009. And I think in government to make sure that different agencies are talking to each other so people who are looking and people who want to find solutions don't have to talk to 9 government groups before they can get an answer.
Right. So is this something that's going to continue to meet? Do you envision this happening not only maybe once a year, maybe more often? I'm not sure how often you guys meet or thinking, but.
So we have a sub-cabinet for workforce, which we get all the different agencies everywhere from Commerce. Al Dorman in my office leads it, from job service to CTE, K-12, higher ed. That's what I mean. I mean, you got to have a kind of a coordination between everybody, and that's not always, it seems like it should be simple to do. It's not always that easy to do in government, so we're trying to streamline that a little bit.
Another thing that I wanted to ask you about, and we did have the president of the Bank of North Dakota on recently, and I know that he'd been working with the Industrial Commission, which I believe you're a part of, about a loan program or loan help for farmers. It's not done yet, but I know it's in the working stages, and maybe by Christmas time or November or December, something that can get out, but it could be something that's desperately needed. Well, what can you tell us about that?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think absolutely. I think we know that the crisis in farm country is real. I think the bigger question before we act, we try really hard in North Dakota and at the bank and at the Industrial Commission not to duplicate whatever the federal government does. I mean, Trump just moved $13 billion, I think, into the Commodity Credit Corp. They've been talking about a year-end thing. So we know how to do this, unfortunately. It's not the first time it's happened. But we want to get everything as far along as we can so that when we know what the federal government does, we can act to supplement that.
Would that be a part of what supposedly is going to be the announcement today? Although I don't see anything. I guess it doesn't have to happen today, but some sort of payment to growers was supposed to be possibly announced today. Would that be a part of that money?
I'm not sure. I haven't caught up on what's going on out there right now, okay. But I know there, I mean, Senator Hovind, we're in touch with his office. CCC is just one part of it. I also anticipate sometime by the end of the year, if they ever come back to work, that Congress will pass a year-end relief package as well.
Right. No, I totally get that. What's it from your perspective? What are you hearing from growers? Obviously, there's a concern, a serious concern for growers out there financially. We're hearing that mediation is definitely higher than it's been in a long time, and growers are right now hoping either something changes, we get a trade deal done, or some sort of relief happening. But how much pressure or how much are you hearing from growers and the agriculture groups in our state?
Well, we hear from them every day. I mean, we hear a lot. I mean, commodity prices are down. It's not real easy to sell your soybeans, no matter what price you're getting for them. And at the same time, I mean, nobody wants a relief package. They want access to markets, and those take time to build up. But, I mean, unfortunately, I'll tell you, Eric, the same thing I tell them. I think the worst best option is going to be a relief package by the end of the year. And that's where, I mean, it's better than nothing, but we got to continue to push for that. I know Prime Minister of Canada is at the White House today. Hopefully we can knock some of those things out and get our guys who want to buy our stuff.
Right. Yep, absolutely. And obviously keep growing the market so there isn't such a huge need on the China situation. I wanted to ask you also, and I don't know if I've seen any final numbers. I would imagine maybe it's kind of getting closer to the run. But obviously we had that terrible weather during the summertime where we lost a fair portion of infrastructure. And you were a part of the spearhead to try and help growers find places to put their grain as they're harvesting it with that infrastructure loan program that came up. And again, it was partly through the Bank of North Dakota, I believe. But how much was that used? Because I know a few growers that definitely were able to get their grain bins back in the nick of time, up and new ones.
Yeah. So not only that, but we expanded it to the storms out west, the August, I think, 10th and 11th storms. And, you know, the one thing, the big issue was we wanted to get as much permanent storage back up as quickly as possible. The one here in the western is going to be temporary storage. But it was a good program. It's worked really well. People have taken advantage of it. We're actually getting payments back. So that shows you that it works, and the velocity of getting it out there will make sure that, I mean, we're never going to get all that infrastructure rebuilt. We know when you have, I mean, just that confluence of bad weather events, but the more permanent storage you can get up, the less temporary storage farmers out there had to rely on.
I do know that also there's a couple of different disaster, national disaster declarations because of weather, different weather storms that we've had this year. How long does that take for that money to kind of start rolling back into the state? Is that a while or is that immediate?
Well, yeah, and I think that's one of the misconceptions about the stuff, particularly with how we're dealing with the federal disaster. It's almost...
I think we must have ran into a bad spot because I am hearing about one every 10 words there. I don't know if you're where you're in particular at right now. I've lost you. So if we can get him back. Otherwise, we're getting close to the end of the segment. Again, I know that Kelly was on the move. Kelly, do we have you back or not? No, I think we've lost him. All right. Well, Kelly Armstrong, Governor of North Dakota, I appreciate his time to pop on. And if you want to find out more about the disaster assistance and different things that they have been working on, you can go to governor.nd.gov. And we try to talk to Kelly at least once a month. We appreciate his time for popping on today. I didn't ask him. I know he's back on the way to Bismarck, but he must have gotten in one of those rolling hills, which I know what that's all about, coming from South Dakota and Aberdeen up to Jamestown today. All right, we got to take a break.